know that today is Bell Let's Talk Day. Building awareness and having the mental health discussion is so critically important in breaking the stigma associated with mental injury and mental illness. But it also, the more that we encourage people to talk about their injury, their mental injury or their mental illness or post-traumatic stress disorder, it helps all of us understand that critical understanding. It builds awareness of really what we're talking about with respect to post-traumatic stress disorder and allows people to come out of the shadows and share their story. So June 27th, internationally, the UK and the United States all share June 27th as National PTSD Day. As a matter of fact, in 2010, the U.S. Senate passed a law or adopted June 27th as their National PTSD Awareness Day. And it was 4 years later in 2014 where they adopted the whole month of June as PTSD Awareness Month. And in following suit, listen, we have our allies that are brave men and women that serve our country and our community. The interoperability, it just follows suit that we should be staying consistent with what others are doing, and allows our brave men and women to share their story with their colleagues from the brothers and sisters in arms all over the globe. So I tabled it today, and what we're hoping to do is move it forward swiftly and hope that as we did with C211, we'll gain all party support and hopefully see swift passage through the process. It is a simple bill, really, but a simple bill that would mean so much to so many. And we're hoping that this June 27th, Canadians from all across our nation will be able to participate in the first National PTSD Awareness Day. All of our stakeholder groups, they're all looking to try and anything that we can do to further that mental health discussion, whether it is PTSD, whether it is occupational stress injuries. We need to do whatever we can to further that mental health discussion. We should be having it every day. And making sure that those that are suffering feel comfortable coming forward, coming out of the shadows and sharing their story. And in doing so, we should be prepared to listen, but we should also be prepared to act and offer support where needed. And that's my hope.